Hello everyone, Anton Krilly here, and in this video, I'm going to be talking to Janice, who is the newest member of the 100K Club. As we've been doing with everybody that's coming into this group, we're going to record just a quick video and put a face to the Discord name and hopefully get a feeling somewhat similar to what we get at the live retreats so that more masterminds can form and so that people can continue to grow together. So again, Janice, congratulations on what you've done so far. We talked a little bit before this, and obviously we have met before, but something I've been asking everybody to start is, do you remember when you first got started with, I know you've sold one store already, but with your first store? And kind of, were you in business before that? Did you have any experience? And how did you get started with e-commerce?
Yes. So my first experience was on Amazon FBA. I launched through that platform. I actually manufactured my products through Amazon. I mean, in China, shipped directly to the Amazon fulfillment services. And there was just so much, I guess, a lot of investment. And the products take off very well, but you end up holding a lot of inventory. And you also have to deal with the returns, right? Because people are returning products, not because they're not working, but also because they just changed their mind. So, you know, those are perfectly good products. So it was a lot of hands-on work. And it was a platform I felt I wasn't in control over. Because obviously at the time, I don't know what they do now, but they used to own the customer. So it wasn't really your customer that you could remarket to. So I came across your course. I guess I was targeted probably on Facebook or something. I don't remember. But when I went through your initial free training, I was like, okay, this is going to solve some of those problems I'm facing with Amazon, where a lot of your money is tied up in inventory. You're at Amazon's mercy, where I think it was one of the busiest times in Thanksgiving time before Black Friday. They lost my inventory and took my listings offline, so all that lost revenue. So that was my introduction to business, and I went through your course, and it was just an easy decision for me to just get into a dropship lifestyle and use that as my platform for business.
Yeah, and I think it's great you had some experience coming in, but I hear that so often whenever you're building your own physical product brand, and especially not even just private labeling and kind of drop shipping it, but whenever you want to grow, all of your profit, everything plus more goes back into it, and the business is growing, but every dollar has to get more inventory. So yeah, that's definitely a challenge. And as you know now, after years and years and years doing this way, it really is a different business model. So happy you found us when you did. So I'm curious, when you first launched your store, and I know we're going back, you know, years now, do you remember how long it took from building your first Shopify store to getting your first sale?
I would say I was very motivated to get my store going. So I'm going to say within about 3-4 months.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's probably about the average I've been hearing. Some people obviously say, oh, you know, I got a sale within a couple of weeks going live. And some people, you know, I'd say that probably the average, I would say 3 months or so, it seems like. And I think a big part of that is because a lot of people do put the time upfront into the research, into getting the right suppliers, which, you know, I'm all for. And I'm curious, I know you were, like we're talking about earlier, at the Bali retreat, obviously, where we met in person. When we met there, was your store live yet? Or did you kind of use that as motivation to build it and launch it?
At that point, I was on my second store. So it was already live. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one that you sold, you had sold before that?
I sold the second one. The first one, I never got into it because it was a lot of, it required a lot of technical knowledge. Mm. And if I find that if I'm not passionate about what I'm selling or dealing with, I'm just not going to get into selling it, which is not a reason to make a business decision, by the way. But I closed that store and focused on my second one. And the second one is the one I sold last year.
Okay, awesome. And congratulations again on selling it. But yeah, I agree. Like even on the passion side, you know, as you know, like I don't really care about being passionate, but on the technical side, I do care about that because then it could just be a lot more work involved responding to inquiries or putting together support documentation for something that you said, if you really don't care about it and people have those questions, it's again, something we don't have to do if we don't want to. So it's awesome that you decided to move on from that. And then, No specifics or anything, but people always ask me, because I've spoke about obviously selling stores. For you, when you made the decision to sell that first one and or I guess the second one and keep the third, what drove you to that decision? Why did you decide to sell that business?
It was becoming, and I needed to focus, as even running one store is a lot of work, right? So I thought that I was going in too many directions. So I just decided to, it was bringing me, I had kind of stopped working on it, but it was bringing me organic sales, which would have been fine, but I felt like somebody else could do something with this store. And I know that it's also a way to also generate, look at how much I put into the business, how much can I get for it if I sell it? So it was a natural decision for me to kind of stop stretching myself, but also have someone put some value which I wasn't putting into the business. So that was kind of my reasoning on why I decided to sell it.
Yeah, totally valid reason, right? Like you said, you get paid for the work you've put in, and then you can make your other store, your current store, do even better. So, yeah, it makes
Right.
complete sense. So, I know sometimes people think like, why would you ever sell anything? Well, there's a million reasons, and there you go. There's one of them. And then I'm just like last question I'll have for this section that we'll share with the group. I've been asking everybody, especially people that have been at this for a while, like you have, over the years. I'm sure you've tried lots of different things, and different things have come up in business. Is there any inflection point, something that maybe you changed or something you did that you feel was very beneficial to the path of your growth over the years? Anything you think might benefit any other members here?
Yes, I think so. Going to the things that are scaring you, or going to the things that your mind is postponing, that's where your growth lies. So if you're procrastinating on SEO, SEO is what's going to bring you those organic sales in the future. So go into it. Don't push it aside. That's what you need to be focused on, and that's where I think I learned the most, is focusing on the things that are either too scary for me, or my mind just keeps wanting to procrastinate, and just do a little bit at a time every day, every week. Chip away at it. And then what happens is once you start doing it actually becomes easier, and you're like, why didn't I do this before?
I
So that
love
would be my
that.
advice.
Yeah, that's awesome advice, and I wholeheartedly agree with everything you said. There's a book that I should talk about it more, but I used to talk about it when I first read it years ago. But the book Do the Work. Have you ever read that one? Yeah. So it helps with that because I need, actually, it's on my bookshelf over there. I'm gonna probably read it tonight again. It's a quick read, but I totally, like, anytime I have something like that too, keep pushing it off. Like you said, take that first step, and literally, it's like, why? Why have I not been doing this? And yeah, it just becomes so much easier. And that it's, again, it's a quick read, and it might seem like procrastination reading it, but I think it'll help people that might feel like, oh, you know what? I have been putting a lot of stuff off to get that momentum. But yeah, I'll just say before we wrap up the recorded part of this, thank you again for hopping on this call. Thank you for sharing that. I think it will help a lot of people in this group. And again, congratulations on everything. And I hope we can meet in person again at an upcoming retreat.
I plan to do that one of these days, absolutely.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you. What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot, and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K Club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com, and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.